like, what's your stance on his practices and how do you understand their efficacy?
When I reflect on myself and think about my perspective for this moment, I'm going to settle on the historian of medicine, Helen Tilley, and her use of oscillation. And I see myself doing that, where I oscillate between what I understand is his explanation, which is the ontology of qi, or the ontology of karma and spirits being reborn, or the help of bodhisattvas and buddhas in clearing away bad karma to heal. But I also oscillate among those explanations and other alternative, maybe biomedical explanations. And I can't really settle on one. So I feel like I flip. And I think my stance is that I don't think I will get enough evidence to settle on one, because my dad uses so many different types of healing systems. For instance, Reiki will be a little different than Qi, even though he understands the language of Reiki. Du Qi is the same Chinese character, but I learned Reiki from three different teachers, and they explain that ontology in a different way. And so I'm oscillating among multiple ontologies to explain his healing. And it's a little unnerving to not find stable ground, but I think my stability is in this position, this strong agnostic position, that there is no stability or there is no evidence that I can use to convince myself of one way of understanding the world and its ontology. Because the same type of evidence can be used to justify different healing paradigms. So that's my answer for now. I don't know if it'll change in 5 years or in 10 years. Instead of using the idea of medical bilingualism, where we can translate medical terms and medical languages neatly from one to the other and back and forth, I'm using code switching to say that in communication, people are using different snippets of medical language to best communicate their understanding of the mind, body, and health and healing disease. And so the upshot of that is, in code switching, no language, no one language or code is elevated as more real ontologically to capture reality better than other code. And so the oscillation that I'm doing is moving among explanations, not settling on one, because maybe the conclusion is there isn't one that is complete, that is stable enough to fully capture what I see and what I experience. And so I'm constantly going, flipping, and just and not elevating one, not trying to assume everything under biomedicine or under Chinese medical arts or under Reiki or under Buddhist explanations of karmic disease. So I don't know if that is one answer to what you're trying to ask.
So I understand what you were saying to be about how you are thinking about different ontologies and sort of code switching in your own mind, or maybe in your writing and also in your spoken communication about Asian medicine and Buddhism and all of these topics. But I'm wondering about your father. Now, he's a Cantonese speaker, but yet he also is practicing a number of different practices that come from different ontological frameworks, from Buddhism, from Chinese medicine, from Reiki, etc. So is he code switching when he talks about these practices? Even though he's only speaking Cantonese, is he switching registers or vocabularies back and forth as he talks about these different practices he does?
Exactly right. So my father only speaks Cantonese and Mandarin, so he does not speak English, but he code switches within Cantonese to use the language of science to explain his understanding of feng shui. When he's speaking to someone that he thinks will appreciate the language of science, and kind of mix in there language of qi and Chinese medical ontology. And it's fascinating for me to see this happening, because I understand he's using this code switching as a way to communicate the efficacy of feng shui. And so it's not different types of Cantonese, it's not different languages even, but he's using different maybe ontological frameworks. And that's, to me, a type of code that he's using to his audience, knowing that audience member would appreciate more of one code than the other. And so my point there is, when he does this, when he's using multiple codes to explain the efficacy of feng shui placement of objects during a Lunar New Year to ward off disease and bring in fortune and health, he's not elevating any one code as being better able to capture reality or true code that represents what's ontologically happening in these object placements. He is just communicating